Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Monday, December the 6th. It's National Miners Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Pharmacy. Today they're having a sale on the specific deodorant that miners pick. They pick Axe. As always,
well, we smell like Axe, I guess.
I don't know, we'll axe them. Let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, a little bit of crazy weather last night, raining all night, but that seems to have passed for the time being. We've already hit our high, currently 8 degrees, working our way down to a low of 1, and then negative temperatures into the overnight. Going to be a blustery day and a chance of flurries later on this afternoon. Very, very cold. Bundle up, everyone. And on National Miners Day, let's have a random daily shout-out to the Miners Union, working tirelessly to keep the workers from getting shafted.
Tamik doesn't even have the energy for an eye roll now. It's just a simple...
Barely a head shake.
Well, on National Miners Day, we celebrate one of the most difficult and dangerous jobs you can imagine. Our economy does depend on the mining industry, though, as mine materials contribute to things like roads and houses, cars, and computers. We wouldn't be able to get much done without the hard work of the miners. Safety is a major concern, of course, as so much can go wrong. For example, did you know that if a piano drops down a mine shaft, you will get a flat minor? And in days past, child labor was often used to fulfill the employment requirements. Thankfully, this practice didn't last long. So really, it was only a minor issue. And just in reviewing a little bit of history, I didn't know this was a fact, but it's true that there were no mines in Soviet Russia. They were all called ours.
You're exploding now.
Oh, goodness gracious. It is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? I think a cool one for today would be Allentown.
What's that one?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Oh, you know what? When I saw Minor, I only thought of one song.
Okay. Billy Joel, Allentown.
I only thought of one song. Must be every Jewish song.
I just thought of Coal Miner's Daughter. Coal Miner's Daughter, Loretta Lynn from the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I thought that was too. Hold on. Let me look up Allentown for a second.
Well, it's not really about mining, more about steel workers, but you know.
Okay, well, I mean, I just thought Coal Miner's Daughter. I thought for sure you'd get this one, James.
I couldn't get Allentown out of my head.
But this is pretty big, right? Because Loretta Lynn... But especially back then, you didn't have a lot of, you had like movies about people's lives, but it was still relatively early on for her. She was a big country star. They did the movie of her life. And of course, that song is from that film. But I remember watching that like way back, probably shouldn't have watched it. But you know, you always watch things you're not supposed to watch when you're a kid. But I'm just looking at like the synopsis and man, life was different back in the day because when she was 15, she married a 22-year-old. So... lots going on in the Coal Miner's Daughter movie. However, it was a really big movie at the time, won a lot of awards, and I actually do remember watching it as a kid. So I'm gonna pay homage to Loretta Lynn today, who is a legend. And really the song is actually very autobiographical, but I think everybody can kind of connect with it because she just talks about how hard her father worked. All these dads here that I'm looking at, I know y'all work very hard too, and all the kids that had to be raised, and that life wasn't easy, right? It was like eight siblings, and you know, there was always a little bit less to eat, and you know, a lot of hard work had to be done. But just talked about how all of those things back then were really important to her kind of becoming the person that she was. So at the end she says, yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the well where I drew water. The work we done was hard. At night we'd sleep because we worked hard. I never thought of ever leaving Butch Holler. Well, a lot of things have changed since way back then, and it's so good to be back home again. Not much left but the floor. Nothing lives here anymore, except the memories of a coal miner's daughter. So, I mean, I think we've all have memories of our childhood and when we were younger. It's funny. Well, I asked my dad and my grandma before she passed all the time, like, you were a kid. Could you ever have imagined the life that you live today? And they truly could never have even imagined it. And Ventura, you know, like my dad and my grandma talked about walking barefoot, and they really did walk barefoot to school. They really did bathe in the river. They really did ride on a slate. They really had only one pair of shoes. And so when I think about that and I think about what they went through, it gives me even more of a desire to do well, you know, because there was a lot of sacrifices that came before. So that's why that song connects with me. And I hope it connects with everyone else too, especially as we go into the holiday season. Let's remember our, you know, our loved ones that maybe have passed. Let's remember our parents and the sacrifices that they've made. And let's sort of, if we can, revisit those memories, if not physically, but in our minds. So, you know, call your parents, people, call your parents. And that uncle that sometimes wakes up a little late, maybe he's a little, you know, had a little something to drink last night, call them, tell them you love them. You can always go back home again, just like Loretta says. And that's my pick for today.
Right on. And maybe wait till afternoon to call that uncle. Just, you know, give him a bit of time. Be a lot more receptive. Amazing to acknowledge and recollect the past. Always beautiful. But we've got Ventures with Ventura on a Monday to help us look to the future and all the great things that are going to happen this week. So let's get us rolling. What have you got for us today?
You know what? I was looking at the theme for today and I was thinking that, you know, it takes a lot of courage and determination to be a miner, right? And there's an image that popped into my head. I don't know if you guys know this image of two guys down in the ground mining, digging for diamonds. And one of them, when he almost got to the diamond, he decided that he was going to just quit, forget everything, and just head back home, right? So the quote for today is, guys, listen, never give up. Great things take time, right? So just be consistent and persistent and keep on chugging along, and you'll eventually get to that goal. Because sometimes when you give up, you are meters away from actually achieving what you set out to achieve. That's it.
Are you trying to tell us that you should have tunnel vision?
I think we should keep our stamina up because we're a year into this move and we can see the end. It's almost done.
Sure.
My only image of the mine involves seven little guys heading down swiftly as they go.
Well, I know they can't be served at a bar because they're miners.
Oh. Speaking of which, hey, it's Monday. Time for Monday's mystery.
I just can't figure it out. Like, I bought this historical artifact. I bought one of those miner's helmets, but it just keeps making me lightheaded. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just so relieved that James didn't ask us all how do miners make money. I'm gonna leave that one with you.
No, you gotta delete that.
You've got 10 days left. All you gotta do, you just gotta last 10 more days.
You gotta bleep that. That's gotta be edited.
There's still space on the cutting room floor.
Oh, sure. Okay, well, hey, truly, this could be it for us, everybody. Thanks for fans and friends and odds and ends who've stuck with us this long. Have a great Monday, and we are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.
Oh, my God, Paul. You could hold on to that.